broadcasting throughout the Milky Way, and if you have a good enough receiver, even further afield. You can never tell. But this is Hutton Orbital Pirate Radio live from my ship right here at Beagle Point. Yeah, that's where I am. Yeah, Beagle Point, right now. Just it's you know, cold. Anyway, it's a Type 9. It's stuffed full of powerful transmitters, and yes, Imperial types, it even breaks into your broadcasts. It's me. I'm at Beagle Point on my own. So I suppose I should better read the headlines as well then, you know, because, just in case, you know, the transmitter's working and someone's listening.
Hang on a minute there, Hoss. I'm commandeering that old hucker's chair tonight. Just don't tell him I ain't sitting on my towel.
Right, well, before a buck seeps in permanently, let's get through those headlines. Eyes on the spies as leaks and lave battle leave both sides rattled.
After 4 years, the cow-shaped Beagle Eagle is landed.
Broadcast shares caught unawares as explorers set to switch off.
An Atrus 5060 with a 10-4 and a 2020 on the Thargoid 6 this week. Get him, y'all!
As we're missing loose knuckers, we play Pick Up a Pirate for update.
We can't miss the ever-present Norma Snockers in the studio here, and I'm not talking about Buck. Though, as we nip over to see what's hiding under the covers of her community chest. In any war, whilst there are battle fronts, there are rear guard actions, there are flanking maneuvers, and everyone going over the top at the drop of a hat. It's the subterfuge, the skullduggery, the sleight of hand, and the fool 007 that goes unnoticed, but has the greatest impact. In the battle for Lave over the last few months, both sides have deployed everything in their arsenal on a regular basis to gain the upper hand. This has included the use of spies. Yes, both sides have had an insider inside her in an attempt to secure the decider for their insiders from their own team. Yes, both sides have had an insider in an attempt to secure the decider for their own team. First, the Alliance employed some exceptional sneakery by managing to bribe, cajole, and enroll one of Lave defense team to leak all over the place, giving them an inside line on the Coalition to save Lave. Lave, however, fought back with a sneak attack of their own, bringing their own inside man to spy on the spy and act as their fly in the eye of the sky of the Alliance efforts to bring the Orange Sidewinder to its knees. The Alliance then employed their spy on the spy who spied on the spy who was spying on Lave, but the Lavians had their spy who was spying on the spy who decided to let fly with a copy of the spy report he'd spied, but they denied. Not to be outdone, their spy replied that he denied that the Alliance would ever stoop to hurting the lovely, lonely Orange Sidewinder, proof of which, of course, Lave were happy to provide via their spy. It's all very confusing, so let's recap and take this back to the start. Lave has been around for a long time. The most recent history of Lave and his relationship with the Alliance was written by one Alan Stroud in his epic Lave Revolution. That's Alan Stroud of Lave Radio. As far as we can tell, the Alliance didn't want it anymore until someone took it off them, and then they did because they're fans of being green, and Lave Radio is orange, entirely the wrong colour for Lave. Or something like that. My head hurts. Everyone keeps shouting. The Alliance of Independent Worlds doesn't like Lave being independent. No, that hurts too. Let's just say that everyone's having a jolly good scrap.
Hooray, this sake's good. That Cecil feller done me right tonight, making sure I kill off a few slow brain cells. So let's talk about something simple, y'all. Commander Psycho Cow. Yeah, he's out at Beagle Point. Finally. Here at Hutton, we've lost count of the number of times he started out for there. We've sat watching during this here show week after week after week after week as he's stuffed himself into a sun or other large, you know, like black hole kind of things, or left burning wreckage for someone else to discover somewhere a few light years after he left. But having got there, he now realized he's gotta head back. Yeah, the first cow skin space cow got there with no one to take a rootin' tootin' camera shootin' trophy picture. The bookmakers at Hutton are giving long odds on whether he makes it back in one piece. We won't hold our breath, but he'll have to. If he forgets to refuel the cow on the return trip in a local chilkin' puke, that's a mighty long way for the fuel rats to go and bring him a new windscreen and a bottle of honest to Alvin fresh as daisy recycled air. Best of luck out there, Mr. Cow. And don't forget, them brown ones ain't scoopable if you know what's good for you.
With the galaxy buzzing over the prospect of probing planets and analysing anomalies from afar, shares in broadcasters have plummeted in recent weeks after predictions of box set sales dropping through the floor hit the trading rooms. With explorers throughout the galaxy using their free time when honking, jumping, scooping, honking, and occasionally partaking of a little sightseeing, normally occupied on the spare cockpit screen tuned to Imperial minor celebrity dancing in the stars Factor on Ice or reruns of Fawlty Towers, the new interactive exploration mechanic means that their time will be dedicated instead to probing, scanning, taking gravimetric measurements and synthesizing yet more probes for next week's adventure. Advertising revenues are set to fall, but inside sources at the Radio Theatre Workshop are telling us that expectations are that reruns of season 1 to 30 of Escape Velocity are expecting to sell particularly well as replacements for the disco honk of the early 3300s. The audio box set of Barnard Star Dockers has unfortunately been delayed due to all the Foley mugs being melted down for use in repairing the Gnosis.
Evening, trackers! Atrus 5060 here, reporting in with the latest intel on Thargoid activity. I'm sorry to report that of last week's targets, UGP-145 was lost. And has resulted in the damaging of Barnwell Station. But on the bright side, the anti-Thargoid efforts in Agastani were successful! Hooray! Saving the lives of many civilians! Canon Research would like to thank the efforts of all truckers involved in the defence against the Thargoids. The Pilots Federation has issued statements thanking all those who've helped fight the Thargoids since the start of the conflict and asks that the independent pilots, regardless of their whoever they want to be part of, you know, their allegiance, that's the word. Regardless of their allegiance, if you're independent, well, do you have an allegiance? I don't know. It doesn't matter about your allegiance as long as you're independent. But if you could continue to help survive, just help support the efforts by engaging the Thargoids in combat. Assisting in evacuating civilians from damaged stations, that's very important, that one, and bringing emergency supplies to rescue vessels. This week, through the efforts of Cannon Boffins and the Eagle Eye System, the Thargoids are targeting the HR-784 and Argestes systems. Aegis, in response, has relocated the Vanguard to LHS 1442 to assist pilots defending the Argestes system. The Acropolis has not jumped and will remain in Myanmar this week. Out of all these attacks, the question that still has the brightest minds at Cannon stumped is, what are the intentions of these Thargoid attacks? Are they aiming to destroy the homeworlds of the superpowers? Or are they just looking to grief humanity with random attacks in the bubble? Only time will tell. As always, Truckers, your mission, should you choose to accept it, will be to defend HR 784 and our guesties. Good, that sounds like testes. Good luck out there, Commanders, and for the bug!
Oi there, you scurvy lot. So some of you may know me as Defo, the real pirate at the ECM earlier this year. Well, stay outer LHS 340. That's stay out of LHS 340. You don't need to go there, stay out. Cheers. Also, steer clear of Wise. There's some stuff going on over there at the moment, I hear, but there's a specialist crew over there dealing with it. What do we need to do, eh? Well, the lockdown has ended tonight, and Alvin's about to get another lovely election. In Wise this time, manipulating Alvin's elections is a tricky job. I know that, it might get you bitten as well. So please leave that to the specialist team and steer clear of Wise. That's steer clear of Wise. That is steer clear of Wise. 0855-0714. Stay out of there. Cheers. Elsewhere in Utton Space, we will appear as a non-state, but because of the elections, no combat actions will count. So have a look at the mission boards and the Hutton Helper pages, pick systems below 50%, and do all the lovely trucking, mission running, passenger hauling, smuggling, and all that stuff that we like to do as truckers. But remember, stay out of LHS 340. When we band of pirates will be after you. And I'm telling you, they're hungry buggers at the moment. So, the Mad Monks, they've had a particularly strange week. And as a result, the support for truckers has been booming. To avoid Van Main and Star, or even working against Hutton there, would be very useful. Get on. And over at Colonia, well, Fort Mug has seen a lot of action. In the recent boom, and as a result, EOL Procol Centauri is a bit high, so please focus efforts on Deriso for the time being. Both systems are at a decent level, so the side project of working for the top four factions in Track F is still a good way to spend your time over there, if you go over there. It's a long way, mind. I've got to go over there yet. I think I will one day, but not just yet, eh? Cheers. So, now everybody knows that pirates love booty, but not everybody knows we also love Norma Snockers.
This week we have two competing CGs. If one reaches completion early, the other will also end at the same time. Two rival technology companies, Supratech and Herculean Machines, have each appealed for different commodities to support the release of their forthcoming products. More details later.